Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Homes boys trailing Nettleton 24-13. We'll have some of our numbers in just a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by one of our co-players of the game from the girls game, Anna Grace Foreman. 46-39, congratulations on the win.
Oh,
Anna,
thank
Grace.
You, thank you.
So I'll tell you, that was one of the things that really caught my eye. Holding Nettleton to just 2 points in that final quarter. I tell you, you guys really seem to. I mean, this is something that Dell Leonard practices. You know, playing smart on defense and zeroing in. You know, just kind of tell me about the game plan in that last quarter.
In the last quarter, we just couldn't lose focus. And in practice, he puts a lot of pressure on us. And I think him doing that really just prepares us for that last 5 minutes of that last quarter, because we don't crack. We don't crack under pressure. And we actually, I think we thrive under pressure, honestly.
Well, you sure did tonight. And to me, the other key was, you know, forcing Nettleton to foul and then sinking those clutch free throws tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we had to make them, else we would have lost for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, it's it was a game that you know, you guys were trailing by five, and then what was basically the message that in the locker room that Coach Leonard gave to you, to help you, you know, with this comeback?
Basically, he was like, "We're going to win." And they're emotional. We're cool, calm, and collected, and we're just going to bring it to them. Put our foot down on the throttle and just push.
Well, very good. Anna Grace, again, 17 points. Great night for you. You know, very good game, and congratulations on this big win over a very good Nelson team. So that was Anna Grace Foreman, and we're going to have her co-player of the game now joining us at the mic, and that is Emma Martin, who finished the night with 13 points. And Emma, congratulations on this win tonight. It was an excellent game played by you and your team tonight. So congratulations on the win. And I was just mentioning to AG that you could probably elaborate further on this. You know, about you guys not cracking under pressure while they seem to be emotional there towards the end of the game.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know what Anna Grace told you, but. Because I couldn't hear. I was sitting behind you. But I think that just being – we make it really hard on ourselves in practice every day. Mm-hmm. So when we get in these situations that we are calm and we're cool and we're collected, and that's one of the things that Kate and I really take a lot of pride in as guards and as point guards, that we've kind of – we've always got to be in control, and we've got to take care of the ball, and we've got to get everybody where they're supposed to be. And, you know, everybody does a really good job of helping us out with that. And, you know, from hitting our free throws at the end of the game and having three turnovers, and that's a whole team effort, and I'm really proud of us.
Well, that to me, that was the key, bearing down on defense, you know, making sure basically Alana Eaton stays quiet in that final quarter. They just held to 2 points in that fourth quarter. So, you know, I guess that was one of the keys, you know, making sure that if they get some looks, they're not open.
Yeah, and you know, that's my job, and that girl's a great player, and I mean, obviously, like, she's getting attention, and she's going to Arkansas to play for Coach Neighbors, and she was going to hit shots tonight because she's just that good.
Yes.
You know, and my job was just to make sure that to have a hand in her face and contest and just make it as hard on her as I possibly could, because she is such a great player and she's going to hit those shots. And and we've just got to contain her to as little as we can.
Well, up next, you go back on the road Tuesday night. You play Searcy, and have you guys had a chance to talk any about them as of yet?
No, we haven't. I mean, I think our huge thing is really focusing on the biggest game is the next game. And
right.
So from after we play the – as soon as we left Marion, we were focused on Nettleton. And as soon as that buzzer rang tonight, we're looking at Searcy. And the next game is the biggest game we're going to play. So we haven't really looked at them a lot. We know that every time we go to Searcy, it's a game. And no matter who we got, no matter who they got, every time we go to Searcy, we're going to have to play good or we're going to get beat. So I think I'm really looking forward to that, and everybody else is, and we got to go over there and take care of business, and we'll see what happens.
Well, congratulations again, Emma, on this victory. Well earned tonight.
Thank you.
That was Emma Martin. We're going to break. We'll come back and check our numbers here in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Nettleton leading Mount Sonoma 24-13. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost, and systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Nettleton is leading Mountain Home 24-13. Mountain Home's leading scorer right now is Matt Jones with 10 points. He's only one of two players in the scoring column. The other one is Abe Crawford. He had an old-fashioned three in the second quarter. Nettleton's leading scorer is Tavares Whitaker with 14 points. Five so far for Taven McCullough, three for Demarion Daniels, and two for Andre Davis. This game's had two lead changes, no ties. Mount Sonoma had the first lead change going up 2-1, and then Nettleton had the second lead change going up 3-2, and they've not relinquished the lead since then. Nettleton and Mount Sonoma each with three turnovers so far in this game. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Nettleton leading Mount Sonoma 24-13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.